Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, as I was walking out the door this morning, I kind of have to walk past our laundry room, and I did one of these as I walked by.
Oh.
I left the door open to the washer last night, which we tend to do, to just kind of air it out. You're supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get all moldy. But it straight up smells like a cat got in there like 4 weeks ago and died.
Oh, whoa. No.
It smells rank. Rank AF.
Is it like the drain that's got a smell from it? Like...
Just lofting from the front of the washer. It smells so damn bad. And of course, this weekend, we're having a bunch of people over for a birthday party. So Nicole came walking by as well and went, "Oh my God! Oh, my God." I was like, yeah, I guess put that on my to-do list today to figure out why the washer's stinking.
Oh, I feel like that's going to be a really bad job.
Yeah, have
I know.
Fun with that.
Well, there's that filter on there that you can pull out, and generally there's like a sock in there or something, and, you know, then nothing drains and it starts stinking. But I just did that like a month ago, so...
Maybe there's something stuck in there, though, because that's what That's what I was going to ask if there's a filter that you can replace or something.
Because
those smells from, like, appliances, boy, that's on another level. It really is, like, death.
Especially your clothes washer. Once you start digging into those things, how slimy they are and all the hair in there and skin and... Why are you looking at me like that?
Because we are
dead
cats. Like, we are gross as humans. Oh, I can't. And that's where we get things clean. Oh, I can't.
That is something funny to think about. That once that filter's clogged, and then if you pull back that rubber seal on how slimy it is in there, and you're like, I'm putting my clothes in here, and it's getting washed in this filth. It's nasty.
You can't think about it.
You were saying that something happened on the wall or something next to your washer?
And I just found this the other day. Like, I dropped a sock on the side of my washer, and I went to go grab it, and there was... It looks like my laundry detergent started dripping and went all over the wall on the side of the wall and all over my washer, and it was all over the floor. And I was like... How did that happen? And then I looked I looked at my laundry detergent, and it's not leaking. There's nothing leaking from it. So this has been there for a minute. Like, who knows long this soap has been on my wall and my washer and the floor.
Was there, like, fuzz and everything attached to it?
Old soap. Like, that was not just happened soap. I mean, it was...
And you're in an apartment. That might not even be your soap.
Exactly.
And fuzz and filth.
Yeah, and I cleaned it up, and thankfully that wasn't a gross smell because it's soap, so it smelled like laundry soap. But it got me grossed out because I had no idea how long that was sitting there.
Wall next to your washer.
Oh, yeah.
You know what this is, Katie? This is one of those moments where you're like, I used to be cool.
I know.
adulting.
Did.
And here we are now. You know, I used to be cool, but now I'm cleaning out... soap scum and washing down walls.
Filters are my life right now.
We used to be cool, you guys.
There was a time.
There was a time.